Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As we launch Hour 3 of the Thursday edition, you take control of the airwaves. And join us online at freetalklive.com, where everything on the site is completely free. That is freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, I wanted to just let that last caller go, but I've just been rolling the topic over in my head here and thinking to myself, these people, the 9/11 truthers, they just don't get it, do they?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, they just don't seem to understand that even if they were able, say George Bush gets out of office, because we just had this guy call in case you're just tuning in. We had this guy call in and say, we're going to have a rally and we're going to get people together and we're going to have we're going to ask him for charges against the President Bush and his cohorts or whatever, right? Because they're allegedly behind 9/11, according to the 9/11 Truth Movement, so-called. And regardless of the facts and the allegations in the so-called 9/11 Truth Movement, how is it that that lawsuit would work out anyway? I mean, let's presume, first of all, it's ludicrous to believe that the government's going to bring the government up on charges. That's probably not going to happen. But let's say Bush gets out of office, and for some reason you're able to bring him up on charges, which I don't think you can do. I don't think that, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I don't know anything, I don't know a lot about the judicial system, but could a citizen bring criminal charges against the former president of the United States? I don't think citizens can bring criminal charges, can they?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, you could make like a citizen's arrest, but it doesn't happen anymore.
Isn't it pretty much only prosecutors that can bring criminal charges?
Yeah, that's
citizens can file civil lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you could file a civil lawsuit on George W. Bush for 9/11, and you certainly can't file a criminal lawsuit unless you happen to be a prosecutor.
Right.
In which case, what evidence are you going to use? Well, it's melting lava in the basement and whatever all their other claims are. Well, okay, even if all those things are true, you still don't have any evidence against George W. Bush. He wasn't the one who... I mean, if it's true, and I don't believe it for a second,
yeah,
that there were bombs placed in the World Trade Centers, as these people believe, it wasn't George Bush who put them there. You don't even know who put them there. Well, they shut the lights off one weekend. You know, you've heard their excuses. They shut down the trade centers, and that's when they went in there and laced the entire building with bombs. They've got all kinds of interesting claims, but they don't actually have anything to back it up. You don't have video footage of anybody setting a bomb. You don't have any sort of anybody checking in and out as far as, like, you've got nothing. You've got nothing but your conspiracy.
Well, they don't have the ability to check, you know, the logs and that kind of thing. I mean, if they were able to search more deeply into the information, the pile of information out there.
Which, of course, would require some sort of government access.
Right.
That would require somebody in government backing you up on this, which isn't bloody likely.
No.
Because, again, you have to remember that, in fact, that I guess Tom, who called last hour, didn't get a chance to really get into the meat of his topic. He had originally called about the New World Order. You know, this group of the New World Order, Mark. It's a group of bankers and elite masons that control the world.
And if they do, then how in the world are we going to use our court system to get them?
Exactly. Exactly. They're not going to allow, even if there is somebody in the government who's willing to help you out on this, right? Willing mm-hmm. to give you access to the documents you need and all of that stuff. If there is a New World Order, and they really are the most powerful men in the world controlling the strings of government and industry, you know, if they really are these powerful guys, well, then they'll have this dude on the inside taken out. They'll have the government guy taken out. They'll have him fired or worse. And so it's just total fantasy on the part of these people, these conspiracy theorists.
I can't imagine how it would come out, but I could sit there and make an argument against libertarianism based on a very similar thought process. The government is going to limit itself.
What do you mean? What do you say when you mean that?
I mean, libertarianism is about limiting the size of government and the slowing and turning around the growth of government.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, to some extent, it's the same sort of.
Well, sure, you could make the same argument. You could say that, well, if there is a new, you're presuming the New World Order is for real, right? Well, in that case, the New World Order will be, they'd be bankrupting the elections process, and they'd make it so that the machines are hackable and all that, and libertarians will never get elected, so they'd never be able to turn the government around. But if libertarians were actually elected, and there have been some elected at city council levels and that sort of thing, then yeah, they could do something. I mean, we're talking about running candidates here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from, and it's only going to take a few thousand votes, you know, maybe 2,000 votes to turn things around here.
Yeah.
These are all doable things. These are all things that can actually happen. And will the New World Order come in and stop us? Well, I don't know. The votes here aren't on the little electronic machines. They're hand-counted ballots. So you can observe that process. You can send in vote-counting observers and make sure that the votes are counted accurately. So it seems to me like your conspiracy theory in this particular case, Mark, doesn't hold much water. Because libertarians...
It's not a conspiracy theory. I'm just saying that, you know...
Well, the argument isn't the same. You know, we're looking at changes that really can work. We're looking at things that really can happen.
Well, I suppose...
And we don't believe in their little new world order.
No, I don't.
Do you?
I do not. I think that international banking consortiums have a lot of power.
Sure they do.
And I think that they have interest in screwing around with our economic markets. And I think that those people with all that money and power probably believe that they're better than I am.
Maybe so, but I can tell you that we're off their radar. Like, if these international bankers are so powerful and big and evil, they probably aren't paying much attention to what's going on in a little city of 25,000 people.
Not in Keene, though.
Yeah, probably not. I think we're off their radar. So we should be able to have a nice, successful election. And who knows, maybe turn a few things around. So there you go. That's all. I just had to throw it out there. It's such futility. Such a waste of effort. I feel sad when I see these people wasting all their time calling talk shows.
What if you believed it, though? What if you believed that, in fact, there were bombs planted in the World Trade Center and that the New World Order was, in fact, trying to, I don't know, take control of American government? And I don't know
what to believe, but I do know. I don't know what story I believe. I don't know if I believe any of it. I don't believe the government story, and I don't believe the conspiracy theorist story. But I think it's certainly possible that it could be a mix of two of them. So let's say I believe something different. Okay, I could believe perhaps that maybe there were a few interested people in government that pulled a few strings, and maybe there was somebody behind the scenes that got involved in this. What's it matter? Even if I do believe that, it doesn't make a difference in what I'm fighting for. And what I'm fighting for is less government. What I'm fighting for is a real change that's going to make government smaller and thereby less powerful and less able to do evil things in the future. So it doesn't change my goal. 800-259-9231. And that's what I'd like to see some of these zealots, these 9/11 zealots, get a life. Stop pounding the pulpit on this issue, because you're not going to do anything except alienate people. You're not going to do anything except tick people off that are maybe a little bit more closed-minded than you might have thought they were, and then they're going to think you're a crackpot. And you might lose friends as a result of it. Possible people that might have been converted to, say, a pro-liberty viewpoint, if you hadn't been spewing your theories all over them. That's all. I feel like that each one of those people is just a little tragedy in their own lives. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the email box here, and then we're going to talk about Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi threat. Yet another conspiracy theory, apparently, the idea that Wi-Fi is hurting people. Daniel emails in. He says, I consider myself an anarcho-capitalist, but I don't believe in the validity of government. And I also, or because I don't believe in the validity of government, and I also consider myself a pragmatist in that I realize government's probably going to be alive a lot longer than I will. In fact, it'll probably be what kills me. You're right when you say it's not the votes that give government its power, it's the guns. We're not putting our power or weight behind a candidate when we vote. We're just making ourselves feel like we've done something about the problem, when really, it's all just an illusion put forward by bureaucrats to keep us from taking up arms in response to government predation. It's an insidious psychological weapon designed to subdue the part of our brains that correctly tells us that the state is an involuntary institution imposed upon the people against their will. But you've convinced me. When I think about what you were talking about in a recent podcast, you made me realize that even though it's just a psychological weapon, it is a weapon that can be used by the side of freedom as well. I'm going to vote in my next election for whatever freedoms I can possibly get.
Right.
However, if I were you, I wouldn't put my hopes into that basket. Asking the government to behave is like asking the mafia to stop robbing you. Keep advocating real civil disobedience. So, there you go, Mark. You've convinced at least one anarcho-capitalist to start voting. How about that?
That's sweet.
That's a real success.
It is, really.
Because it is, after all, an anonymous process. You really couldn't prove whether or not... No one could actually prove whether you voted or not. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big-box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth. Goodwill towards men.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those. And that does include the listener map. We've got a lot of listeners there, over 1,700 of them, as a matter of fact, adding themselves to said listener map. It's an international map of listeners. You can scroll around the world, see who's listening to the show or who has listened to the show. And you can add yourself to it at map.freetalklive.com. That is map.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. That's SACL CAI.
You know, I was talking to them today, and it's really they've got an interesting business concept. They do collections in a different way. They don't do the send us your money or we're going to break your legs or anything like that. They're pretty nice about it.
Very cool. 1-800-259-9231 is our toll-free number. Let's talk about Wi-Fi. Yes, Wi-Fi. Is it dangerous? Is it evil? Should it be banned? Could you imagine if Wi-Fi was found to have been dangerous by some board of government people somewhere and banned? I don't think it's going to happen. But
thank God it's not.
But some people are complaining. In fact, the BBC reporting that some schools are removing Wi-Fi networks after complaints from parents that their children are suffering headaches. In what sounds like a rerun of mobile phone radiation panic, is there evidence for harm?
But this is the way it's been. Ever since radio waves were, brought around, people have been suggesting you wear a tinfoil hat in order to protect yourself from the radio waves. Now,
yeah.
These things are traveling through the atmosphere at all times. And before there were even radio stations, this was happening.
That's right.
And your skin bounces them off. They pass through you. Whatever happens in that given circumstance is what happens. It doesn't make any sense to me, this whole shenanigans.
Sitting too close to the TV, standing in front of the microwave, spending too long on a mobile phone, living under a pylon or next to a phone mast. We've always worried about what the technology around us might do to our bodies. Well, I don't, but some people are worrywarts, and I can see that, yes, they do. Now Wi-Fi is rolling out from the humble coffee shop hotspot to create swaths of wireless networks in towns and cities. But some are concerned that we don't know enough about the health effects of electromagnetic radiation, the radio waves that allow the computer network to transmit, along with long-wave, FM, and TV and phone frequencies. For others, headaches and skin rashes that they feel are due to the radio waves are prompting a big switch-off. The worry for parents is that children who have thinner skulls and developing systems are exposed to more gadgets and gizmos than previous generations. What might these be doing to their bodies? Mark, we should just wait on all this technology stuff. We need to do more research. Yes, that's pretty much what this is. People who are scared of technology. And that's what they would like. They would like, well, let's just hold off. And we need to do testing. Years of testing. I mean, we don't know what the long-term effects are, Mark. We should wait 50 years at least before we start releasing these scary wireless networks.
These radio waves traveling through. I mean, this stuff isn't new. There's radio waves traveling through everything.
Right. What did people think when they were on their cordless phones in the 1980s and 90s? I mean, people jabbering on, not cell phones, cordless phones.
Right.
Jabbering housewives, jabbering away all day long with their girlfriends and teenage girls on their, cordless phones. Why wasn't anybody upset back then? Did they just not realize that those are radios too? Well, health expert advice is to limit mobile phone use among young people as a precaution. The government advises users to keep calls short. Engineer Anthony Wood, a father with two young children from Bristol, refuses to install a Wi-Fi network to link his family's three home computers. I don't like the idea of transmitting a microwave into your brain. The frequency is important, not just the power. The higher the frequency, the more energy there is in the waves. I think Wi-Fi waves are close to microwaves.
Isn't it the amount of wattage, the more power that's behind it? Because not the frequency.
Well,
the frequency is just the size of the wave.
Well, frequency matters in that it's the size of the wave, and it can resonate with other things depending on their size as well. But there's certainly not any evidence that matters. But certainly wattage is the dangerous factor. Your microwave's operating at 1,100 watts or whatever in an enclosed, focused space, whereas your cell phone or Wi-Fi network is broadcasting in an omnidirectional fashion at a very limited wattage.
Yeah, and if the microwave works in the way that it works, I mean, it cooks things from the outside in, right?
I guess.
Essentially, yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, that's true. That tends to be the case.
So why isn't my skin burning from the wireless networks as opposed to my brain cooking from the inside out?
He says, I see no evidence to suggest they could be harmful, but it takes an enormous amount of evidence to prove anything. I don't understand the medical side very well, but I do understand the technical side, that of frequency and power. That's why I decided against installing a wireless network. Teachers have also raised concerns. A staff member who develops shocking headaches after a day in the classroom might be a cliche. But this is what happened to Michael Bevington, a classics teacher at a top independent school in Buckinghamshire, after Wi-Fi was installed in his classroom. I had thought, great, we can make use of it. But I started getting a series of headaches that got worse over the next few days. Pains in the joints, heart palpitations, and nausea followed, and he could tell if the Wi-Fi transmitters were on or off. That's a pretty interesting claim. Like a number of other schools, Stowe has turned off some of its transmitters, but Mr. Bevington says he's now sensitive to other sources of electromagnetic radiation, such as phones, microwaves, and fluorescent lights. He also has problems with city center hotspots and his neighbors' Wi-Fi networks. The amount of microwave radiation in society needs to be completely reviewed. It's making it impossible for a small number of people, he says. So this guy is claiming to be extra super sensitive to wireless, to essentially radio frequencies.
And, you know, he can tell whether or not the Wi-Fi network is on or not.
So he claims. I don't know
so
if that's,
he claims.
That's his claim. I think it's been backed up by anybody.
Right. I want to see, a study done. Give me a double-blind study here where he has to prove, just five times.
Oh, I'll
give him
four times.
Four times out of five to guess correctly.
Mm-hmm. So we will see. But I don't. There's obviously not really any information here as far as whether or not that was scientific or not. It doesn't sound like it at all. It just sounds to me like you've got a guy who wants to cash in. He's probably a teacher. He's not getting paid very much. They install this wireless network. He gets a headache, and he figures, he's probably got headaches before from dealing with little brats all day.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's the wireless network's fault. It's not my stressful career. It's not the coffee that I'm drinking. It's
the chemical problem I have and the reason I get headaches. I mean, it couldn't be any of these things. Here's the one piece of evidence for me that is just so resounding, besides the fact that they've been doing electromagnetic field tests since the 80s and haven't come up with any kind of proof, is radio stations. Radio stations, be they AM or FM, cell phones or an FM broadcast, be they AM or FM, people have been living and working, really living, in a lot of radio stations throughout the country. There are houses right beneath the tower.
Mm-hmm.
The radio owner owns that particular piece of land. Why wouldn't he build something there?
Sure.
And people live underneath these 100,000-watt FM towers.
That's a lot more than
50,000-watt AMs.
Right.
That's a heck of a lot bigger.
That's a lot more than the half a watt that your wireless network
and
is
they're broadcasting off some little pinpoint off the top of the tower. They're broadcasting off the whole tower.
Yeah,
the whole thing's live.
1-800-259-9231. Do you think Wi-Fi is dangerous? Are you scared about radio frequencies passing through your body? 800-259-9231. You take control. Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. And that does include live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version. Both of them free at freetalklive.com.
Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through 25th, 2007, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateprojects.org/libertyforum. That's freestateprojects.org/libertyforum.
We're talking about another scare. It's Wi-Fi. You know, wireless networks for your computer. They are at your favorite coffee shop or Panera Bread Company or wherever it is that you go out and sit and drink coffee. There's probably a wireless network in that building, and whether or not you know it, you may not have been aware of it unless you are a laptop user. In fact, as you walk down your neighborhood street, there are probably several wireless networks in that are active. Beaming their evil radio frequency waves into your skull. As radio transmitters have been doing for decades. But no, because it's something new. Now because it's something new.
It's a different kind of radio wave somehow.
People are getting upset.
It's just a different frequency.
People are getting scared. And the BBC is addressing the situation here. Some people are taking their wireless networks out of their home, deciding not to install them. One teacher claims that he's sensitive, that he can tell whether the wireless network is on or off, and it's giving him headaches and all kinds of claims. Now, of course, wireless networks, and again, if you do what they call war driving, which is where you get this, you get a program for your laptop, and essentially what it does is it just sort of opens its antenna and it listens for wireless networks that are around. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, do a little war driving. Drive around your neighborhood. Drive around your city and see how many wireless networks pop up on this little screen. It will be one after the other. And they're all over the place. They're in businesses. They're in homes. They're secure. Some of them are insecure. And they're all flying right through your body at all times. There are millions and millions of people that are subject to wireless networks every single day.
And that's just wireless networks. Don't forget all the cop cars and the radio towers.
Two-way
radios, cell phones,
all of
and
these
the Bluetooth.
Signals. All of these signals are penetrating your body right now. That's how radio signals work. They're just constantly going out there. Anyway, so this one's new. People are scared. Let's go to the experts. Again, back to the BBC. Other than anecdotal, what is the evidence to suggest a risk? There's no scientific proof that Wi-Fi can cause harm. So just because some teacher in Great Britain says he's getting headaches, that doesn't mean that it's doing anything. It just means that he's getting headaches for whatever reason. Experimental psychologist Dr. Stacey Eliti of the University of Essex researches sensitivity to telephone masts. The 3G signal is transmitted at a frequency not far off from Wi-Fi at about 2.4 gigahertz. Hence, her results, due in 2007, might hold some clues to Wi-Fi sensitivity as well. She says everyone is exposed to mobile phone masts. You can opt not to own a computer or a mobile phone, but you go to your local town center, and they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If there are physical impacts, we can investigate what these are. The current official advice is that exposure to Wi-Fi radio waves is comparatively low. Quote, in classrooms, a typical exposure is at 20 millionths of the guideline levels, whereas a mobile phone is 50% of guidelines, says Dr. Michael Clark, health spokesman, or science spokesman, rather, for the Health Protection Agency in Great Britain. So typical exposures to Wi-Fi is at 20 millionths.
Yeah, there's so much math involved in that that's so minuscule compared to a cell phone that it's ridiculous.
20 minutes on a cell phone call is equivalent to a year spent in that classroom. It's a completely different level of exposure. These are non-ionizing radio waves. They're not X-rays or gamma rays or ultraviolet. It's completely different in energy terms. I'm looking outside right now, and that's electromagnetic radiation, visible light. Radio energies are a million times less energetic than ultraviolet light. But as people claim sensitivity to radio waves, he would welcome more research given the rapid introduction of the new technology. But currently, the more common concerns for users lie in Wi-Fi's cost, patchy coverage, and network security. As Peter Green, senior lecturer at the University of Manchester, says, quote, you wouldn't put your Wi-Fi right next to your bed, but I know more people who are turning it off.
I don't think it would matter.
No, it wouldn't matter. I wouldn't put it next to my bed because it's not a good place for it. When you're placing wireless networks or radio transmitters antennas, you want to have them as high up as you possibly can. Hence, the wireless network here is about at head height. It's about as high as I can get it.
Mm-hmm.
You run an antenna outside, and then it's going to be further away from you and even more effective. Antenna height's what it's all about.
It really is all about antenna height.
So there. So there's absolutely no scientific evidence whatsoever that the claims of these people have any validity at all. But if you're still scared, we'd like to hear from you. 800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. Hey, since we're talking about wireless, and I mentioned home phones, there's a pretty neat kind of consumer article here from businessweek.com. In the next year, cordless phones that make internet calls and look and perform like cell phones with photo, video, and web capabilities could jolt the market. And I think this is interesting because it seems like as cell phones have become more prolific in our society, people have been shifting away from the old home phones, right? I mean, back in the 1990s, everybody had a cordless phone. If you went into somebody's house and they didn't have a cordless phone, they were weird, right? They had the old rotary dial set or something like that. Everybody had cordless phones.
Right.
Then cell phones came out, price packages started coming down, getting competitive even with landline packages, and landline being your home phone.
Right.
And cordless phones sort of dropped off the radar. Yeah, they're still being made, but they really haven't changed very much in the last 10 years. I mean, the gigahertz, the spectrum that they've been operating on has changed. Some of the features of the phones have changed, but they still look like they used to. Well, that's all going to change, according to Business Week. Not since the introduction of the cell phone has the plain old home phone been in for such upheaval. The device long used for landline calling, recording voicemails, and storing phone lists might find itself replaced. In its stead, one of the many cordless devices from makers including Netgear, the guys that make the routers, Uniden, that's a old school radio maker, and Thomson, that let users make low-priced internet calls, view photos and video, as well as even browse the web. In 2007, home phones will get slimmer and sleeker, even as they bulk up in memory and processing power.
they'll come to resemble cell phones in looks, in personal computers, in features. We've seen the changes in cell phones, and we'll see some home phones the same way, says the president of Uniden America, Rich Tosi. The advances are just coming just in time. Sales of cordless phones have slumped as more people begin to rely on cell phones for everyday use, some doing away with landlines altogether. Quote, there hasn't really been a significant need for consumers to upgrade for another device to another device before, says an analyst. This is a really good opportunity for hardware manufacturers. In fact, cordless phone sales declined 12%. That's a pretty big drop.
Cordless phone sales?
Yeah. To 24 million units in 2006. It sounds like it was just a year.
Wow.
New features could boost home phone average selling prices and slow declines. One of the most popular features is likely to be the ability to place calls over the Internet, as well as traditional landlines. And I think this is a pretty cool development. Today, only 1 to 2% of Americans use such phones, but it's likely to change amidst the growing popularity of services like eBay's Skype, which allows for cheap or free web-based calling.
And Packet 8, our very own sponsor.
Don't forget Packet 8 and all the other VoIP providers out there. VoIP is really going to change the face of the telephone industry. It already
currently
is.
Currently, we can sometimes tell when a long-distance call comes in via VoIP and sometimes and versus coming in via landline.
Mm-hmm.
But as that gets better, and it will. It absolutely will. It's just a matter of time. Then it's things have changed.
Landlines are going to be dead. The only thing landlines are going to be good for is getting you internet service via DSL, because all your calls are going to be placed over the internet. And it's going to be like, you know, for instance, with VoIP, with Packet 8, our sponsor, you can take that box that they give you and plug that into any internet connection in the world, and it'll be like you've got your local phone line. I mean, that's portability, like, it's crazy. I mean, that's major competition for the old-school big phone providers like Verizon and the rest of those guys. And now these new cordless phones are really going to help change the marketplace, because they're going to bring it into the average consumer's hand. Like, right now, you know, you need to know how to plug things in here and there to get on VoIP. It's not hard, but you have to plug a few things in. This is going to make it even easier. More's on
just
the way.
Fast.
It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products Memorial Markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this Thursday edition. You can still take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line for all your voiceover IP needs, Packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. We ask that you amp the show if you like Free Talk Live to help show your support for the show. You like the fact that we give away all the features on the website for free? Well, send us $3 a month on a voluntary basis through the AMP program. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll see what we do with the money. It's not something that goes to paychecks. The purpose is to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, to get more internet listeners on board, and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world. So if that's important to you, head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. That is amp.freetalklive.com. And is there a little person that's important to you this Christmas? Give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That is akidsjourney.com. As we go to the phones to the fun, Keith in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Keith.
Hi there, you guys.
Hey.
I am a radio tech for about 20 years, and I've got lots of information about radio frequency, and if you do any Google search, you'll find tons of studies. You know, when you say there's no evidence, there's actually jillions of them. I've just Googled it myself, and there's a bunch of them. If they were, you know, super dangerous, I'd be dead by now, too, so I can tell you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's no evidence that they're dangerous.
No, I'm sorry, you said there's no evidence that they're dangerous?
That cell phones and Wi-Fi networks are dangerous?
There is evidence that they're dangerous.
Where was the evidence?
Well, just do a Google. I've got a whole bunch of hits right here in front of me.
Well, just because you find hits on Google doesn't mean there's evidence.
Well,
mean that you're looking at scientifically done studies.
These are scientific studies where they researched the effects of different electromagnetic frequencies. And, you know, I'm surrounded by them myself. I'm a musician, too, so I got an enormous recording studio. The 60 hertz electromagnetic frequencies do affect the bodies. That's proven. And there's scientific research to prove that.
And do you think the Wi-Fi networks are putting out enough wattage to do that?
Well, you know, you got to realize there's a whole bunch of factors. And the short answer is I don't think they're particularly harmful, maybe a little bit. But there's power. Okay, the power equals amplitude, okay, and frequency equals wavelength. But there's also waveform. You know, in the old days, radios were basically sine waves, which weren't particularly harmful, but the new, you know, the Wi-Fi, all the digital stuff, is essentially a square wave because they're trying to pack as much information as they can,
okay.
Broadband, and those, because there's so many frequencies on the carrier, there's much more potential to interact. I noticed with the newer cell phones, with Nextel in particular, I was getting headaches using them. And some phones just seem to be different. I'm on the phone a lot, being a technician. You know, you're always on the move and doing stuff.
Yeah.
So do you have some explanation as to how people that work at radio stations day in, day out, live at the radio station all their life, 7 days a week?
Yeah, like I said,
they have
some effect on the body, but they, you know, like I said, if they were super harmful, I'd be dead or have cancer by now, and I'm fine.
Right. And, you know, just because you get a headache, I mean, there's, again, just because you've gotten a headache doesn't necessarily mean that it has anything to do with the cell phone. You could have just had a stressful day.
No, you can tell. You can tell when you're on the phone for a long time and you start to get a headache. And there are studies that have found tumors.
Well, are you holding the phone with your neck? I mean, that might be a factor as well. How are you holding the phone?
No, I'm telling you, I know for a fact. I've also know other... You know, besides all the scientific studies, which, like I said, you can look for yourself and see, it's a known fact that we are an electrochemical body. I mean, our bodies have AC and DC electricity in them. And when the more and more frequencies we got booming around us, you know, we're saturated. And some frequencies pass right through the bodies, no problem. And some, particularly in the microwave range, do have effect. Now, the Wi-Fi stuff, that's up pretty high. When you start getting up in the 2 gigahertz and beyond, my personal understanding is that really is too small a wavelength to bother you. I haven't seen studies
on
that.
So wait, you're saying that Wi-Fi not a problem, too small, no big deal?
Well, to my understanding...
What's the frequency range that we should be concerned about?
About 800 megahertz to about, you know, maybe 2 gigahertz. And again,
why?
The sine waves aren't as bad as the...
Why that range?
Wavelength is about the same wavelength as our cells, is the scientific information I've uncovered so far on that. And again, it's been important to me because being in this field for so long, you know, I want to know what I'm dealing with. I remember talking to a technician who worked on... You know, another thing about radio frequency is the power of the wave falls off with the inverse square of the distance. And what that means is if you're 1 foot away... And then you move 2 feet away, it's 10 times less power.
Yeah,
so
I understand.
An antenna way on top of a hill, you know, even if it's doing 1,000 watts, a cell phone at half a watt, it's actually pumping more energy into you.
Well, I don't know if that's the case when it's 100,000
watts. That is the case.
100,000 watts? If I'm standing underneath a 100,000 watt antenna, I don't think that's going to be putting less power into me than a half a watt cell phone.
I said if it's up on a hill and you're, you know...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Mark's talking about people living underneath 100,000 watt antennas.
You don't understand, though. Radio stations are built beneath radio towers because they own that land. That's what's practical. In the country, you know, somewhere that's not an urban area, as a matter of fact, the radio owner lives on that land generally because... That's land he owns.
Right. And plus, you say there's all these studies and everything, and I'm sure there have been studies done, but obviously none of them really too earth-shattering, because if so, then the BBC and all these other organizations would pick right up on it, because the news organizations love to scare people. I mean, if that was really news that cell phones were dangerous, then they'd be reporting on it.
Yeah, but you got the lobby behind the cell phones and all that. They don't want that getting a lot of news.
The newspaper. The lobby doesn't have anything to do with the newspaper.
Have is millions, I mean almost 100, probably over 100 million cell phone users, and no real problems that you can point to. That's what you've got. But thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Where's the epidemic? I mean, if it was so dangerous, the people that spend thousands of minutes per month on their cell phone would have some sort of deleterious effects, and they don't.
I don't know if he was talking about a huge danger. He was saying that it had an effect.
I don't see them.
I don't see it either.
And nobody's reporting on it.
I disagree.
800-259-9231. Going back to home phones, talking about how you're going to see a shift. It's not just going to be the plain black phone with the numbers on it that you can buy right now in your local dealer. They're going to be moving to internet surfing on your home phone device. You're going to be able to make calls over the internet through services like voice over IP services like our very own Packet 8. In response to Skype, which is eBay's voice over the internet protocol, I don't think eBay actually has phones out yet, but they're working on that. In response, Thompson and Netgear have released phones that work with Skype. Thompson's GE Dect 6.0 phone lets users see when their Skype contacts are online, get notified of messages, and place and receive calls via Skype. Better still, the phone won't interfere with home wireless fidelity or Wi-Fi networks and offers a broader roaming range than widely used 2.4 gigahertz models. Netgear's Candy Bar cell phone-like type device works over home Wi-Fi networks and can place and receive Skype calls. So essentially, you've got your buddy list right there on your phone. And you just click on your buddy if they're on their Skype phone, too. That'll connect up to them. Or you can make an outgoing call to any phone in the entire United States or worldwide.
Wow.
Other manufacturers are developing models that will run on both cellular and Wi-Fi networks. So imagine having a multi-purpose phone. It's a cell phone when you leave your Wi-Fi area, mm-hmm. but when you're in your home area, you're not paying for those cell phone minutes.
Wow.
You're on your Wi-Fi. Some of these new home phones, and imagine when you can get into a public Wi-Fi area, like a Starbucks or a Panera Bread or something like that, and you're sitting there and you can access their Wi-Fi network, so you're not spending cell phone minutes on anywhere where you have a Wi-Fi. I mean, Wi-Fi could kill cell phones. Some of these new home phones work well with other home electronics, too. Motorola's C51 system lets users connect handsets like an intercom and watch output from a camera, which can be used as a baby monitor. When used as a cell phone dock, the C51 lets users take mobile phone calls on their home phone handsets. Next year, Motorola is due to release a home phone with a larger color screen that will be able to play videos from a digital video recorder and display photos stored on the home PC. This is what they call convergence, Mark, where these different devices that we've had in the past are now all moving into one, essentially. You've got a cell phone, you've got a video player, it's an iPod, it'll play Free Talk Live, I mean, it'll get FM frequencies. We're going to have devices that do it all within a matter of years.
You know what I think is kind of interesting is they had those video phones on the Jetsons, and nobody really wants one of those things. I mean,
no, video phone is it's finally getting more popular.
It's getting more popular.
I think Packet 8 offers a video phone service.
But it doesn't seem like people are really dying for this video phone service. It seems like there's all kinds of other connectivity issues that's really a concern
for
them.
Well, I think at this point we're just on the cusp of bandwidth to where we can actually have video phones working. Like, it's getting to the point where it's possible. Also, the other feature that's going to be cool about these new Wi-Fi phones is HD voice. Essentially, the old phone networks, the copper pair phone networks, crappy voice. They cut out the low end. You can't hear any bass anyone's voice. Well, with the internet, you'd be able to compress people's voices better and actually be able to hear much more crisp, clean conversation. Very cool stuff coming soon. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.